I know there is nothing clever about these advertisements. They are just simple statements of fact. But I honestly believe that the telling of them in a simple, straightforward way as qualities of your paper, month after month, would in a comparatively short time make people begin to think of yours as something above the ordinary among papers. You would be 2 or 3 years at least ahead of your competitors, and by the time they got round to advertising, your paper would already be entrenched in the public mind. It would be almost a synonym for the best in bond paper. Mr. Merritt was evidently impressed by the logic of Adam's argument, yet he hesitated. But we should be the laughingstock of all the papermakers in the country if they saw us come out and talk that way about our paper, when all of the good ones make their paper that way. Adams bent forward and looked Mr. Merritt squarely in the eyes. Mr. Merritt, to whom are you advertising, papermakers or paper users?
I get your point, said the president. You are right. I begin to see that advertising is not white magic, but, like everything else, just plain common sense.
And Adams went back to New York with a contract for a year's campaign, to be conducted as the Oswald Agency saw fit. The paper campaign was a success from the start. Yet, when it was analyzed, Adams had done nothing but the obvious. In due time, Mr. Oswald over in Europe heard of Adams' success in securing the account, and in due time came a little note of congratulation from the president, and the thing that puzzled Adams was that the envelope was addressed to Obvious Adams. That name Obvious spread all through the organization, and it stuck. Then the bond paper campaign came into prominence, and with it Adams, and with him the new name. Today he is known among advertising men from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and it is doubtful if more than a score of them know his real name, for he always signs himself just Toby Adams.